Hello, this is Quanzine Defatigable's analyst. It's Jay Nevro. Turn down the cooler a little bit. Point up. I haven't done a Quanzine Defatigable's analyst recording in a while. And, you know, it's not anything good or bad, particularly. I'm actually doing it because I am going to probably be talking about subjects that are, I don't know if it's more controversial, but maybe a little bit more repetitive. And that's because I'm working a little bit on trying to refine things. I am trying to do essays, blogging, coming up with things to say, stories to tell, I don't know, around all kinds of issues. Who knows my writing style? I don't have just one. Right now, I'm doing kind of humorous stuff with kind of being NMSU fun, and I find myself struggling a lot. You know, if there's anything I really want to talk about that's really important, it's like I can't do it under the auspice of the New Mexico State University kind of having fun kind of beyond technology stuff. So I'm having to kind of compartmentalize myself, which, you know, I'm the kind of person that likes to have one thing handle everything. But over time, you know, you end up having to compartmentalize yourself, unless you're just a one-trick type of pony, you know. Then I guess you can have one podcast or one recording or one blog or whatever, because, you know, it would handle all the needs. Anyway, so I talking about child-centeredness, and I've been talking about it a ton on the podcast, and it's becoming kind of something I think is really visceral, that really reaches out and grabs people, and, you know, it touches their lives in a way. Everybody's been a child. Most people will be parents, and everybody's worried. Everybody gets afraid, you know. Am I going to lose my child? Am I going to do something stupid? What do I need to do? And, of course, there isn't going to be a one-size-fits-all sort of thing. And so I just add this to the cacophony of voices speaking on childhood, parenting, and stuff like that. Now I'm becoming the kind of person who's really kind of more into what can you do as a parent to do this stuff. You don't really have to do a lot of shoving and touching around with your kids, because that, you know, if there is a shared problem, it could behoove somebody to try to fix their own problem first before they're going to try to solve somebody else's. And we too often go running after saying, oh, well, it's a problem with my kid. Let me get my kid. I don't need to change. My kid needs to change. My kid's got a crappy attitude, and I need to change him. And it's like, well, maybe not. Yikes. So I started just kind of concentrating on the parenting side of things. Trying to make it so that people kind of understand what's happening here. The problem is just, you know, all these kids are crazy, and all, you know, the kids are doing crazy things that we can't seem to control or we can't seem to handle. And it's like, well, are you being bad here? You know, are you giving the wrong sort of you're setting up the wrong sort of environment. You know, if your kids are, and I have to say most kids are, you can almost say it as, it was an interesting thing, well, come on, Jay, you're starting a sentence and then you stop it, and you start something else, you stop it. Sorry, I came up with the whole concept of Santa Claus. Well, you know, it's not unique. Santa Claus purportedly won't give you gifts if you're a naughty child. But you know what? Most parents will. At Christmas time, your kid gets a lot of toys for a whole bunch of reasons. One of the biggest reasons why is because your child will give you grief if they don't. They don't feel like they've gotten enough. Other parents will give you crap. You know, oh, you didn't do that for your kid? Boy, you must be a bad parent. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, Santa Claus, a fictitious person, is given a better way of being than that. He only gives toys to the good kids. He doesn't give toys to the bad ones. But yet, you're going to be a bad parent no matter what. If your kid is a jerk, a stuck-up little snob, and you don't give that child everything they could possibly want, you know, at Christmas time, you know, they're going to make your lives miserable for it. The whole concept that we've come up with about parents being slaves of their children, and society likes that. Society wants you to do that. There's whole segments of the economy that depend on the fact that no matter what, you're going to be throwing tons of stuff at your kids. The entire toy section of, like, say, your favorite discount store, whichever one you happen to have in your region. You know, that's a pretty big section, right? And the only reason why they keep that section there and open and making lots of money is because parents will spend inordinate amounts of money on their kids to please them, to make them happy. And that's the funniest thing, you know. We spend way too much time pleasing our kids. And that's not what life's all about. And I think the writing did better than this recording is doing, for just introducing a little insight into things. Wow. That is just too weird. I have to look up and see if I can find. I can't find it yet. I'm not on the net at the moment. Computer circumstance. I'm going to have to set up my laptop and see if I can get enough juice to download the offline Google Documents thing, because I think that's really cool. I've been using Google Documents a lot, and it's great because I don't have to worry about transferring my data from one place to another. It's just there. You can use the online editing stuff to make changes to it. Frankly, I'm more of a fan of Wiki, and that only because it's dead simple, and even if you're offline for days, the system will still work as long as your browser doesn't shut down. The stuff won't shut down either. It's excellent, cool ways of doing things. Anyway, so that's kind of what I was looking at. Kind of looking at there as being something that's really cool that you can just pick up and use anywhere where you are. And the Google Docs is a little, probably a little more acceptable to people. It feels more like a word processor as opposed to something else. And it's really neat. It's really cool. I like it. I was thinking about this morning, different ways of looking at life, in a lot of different ways. Like, I was thinking about my shoes this morning. Well, I need to stop. If I'm not going to be talking about something that's a repeat, I might as well talk about in the Life Autistic. So I'm going to stop this and start up the Life Autistic. So head on over there. You can get the downloads from the same place as on the Gopher. You can go down and get it, same place. It's lots of fun. Go do it that way. Or you can do it to the normal method of using the web server and accessing it as a podcast. Anyway, so it's J. Amro. Have a great day.